Walgreens Anniversary Show, brought to you from Hollywood by your Walgreen and Walgreen Agency drugstores from coast to coast. With Bob Hope, Dennis Day, Groucho Marx, Cass Daly, Art Linkletter, The Sportsman, Lud Gruskin and his orchestra, and me, Marvin Miller. Now we're back at the radio station on the desert. Bob has just arrived from Hollywood, where he's been trying to line up talent for the Walgreen show.
Well, at least I had Cass Daly and Dennis Day coming down to the station, but I wasn't too sure that they'd appear on the show. If they didn't, I'd have to return the $50,000 that Walgreens had given me. Of course, I wouldn't mind that. I thought this was just a story. It's a fantasy, isn't it? But right now, I was rolling in money, rolling in money. And after I was through rolling it, I'd pick it up and put it back in the safe. I was trying to think of a plan to get Cass and Dennis on the show when I heard a knock at the office door. Come in.
How do you do? Are you the lady of the house, or do I have smog on my glasses? After looking you over carefully, I hope it is smog.
Well, Groucho Marx! Groucho, what are you doing out here in the desert?
Desert? I've been sitting in the dressing room for 40 minutes. Some desert, all right. Selling mink coats. Here's a beauty, only $40.
Mink coats for $40? How can you sell them so cheap?
Well, I have no overhead. I don't advertise. I don't pay rent, and I steal the coats.
Groucho, I know you don't steal those coats. Where do you get them?
Very simple. I trap them with my big musical trap. I walk out into the woods and play seductive music on my zither. The little animals hear the music, do a striptease, and take off their furs.
Did I tell you about the two vultures that were plucking each other?
Well, it's hard to do without two.
You can start working on the record now, fellas.
A supply of wax out there.
Would we be faded? Oh!
This would be the biggest crap game in history. Yeah?
Look, Groucho.
I think it's your time.
Yeah, huh? I think so.
Well, you want to quit right now?
I'm never. I'm never going
go
to give you another feed, you know. I'm never
like
going to give you another
now,
feed.
Now.
You know, we have a hookup with Lee Francis,
I know,
you know.
Yeah.
Look, Groucho, I don't need a mink coat. I'm an etching man myself.
Wait till I catch up on you. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Well, you wear one of my mink coats, you'll be etching. Well, we can cut that, too, I guess. Well, I suppose the girls would find the coat too warm out here in the desert.
Well, I always find the girls are warmest when you promise them the coat. Once they get it on, they cool off.
Not these coats, Bob. These coats are all hot. Hope this is some radio. Okay, I'll do as much for you, Bob.
Thank you.
This is some radio station here. What?
What?
What? Now, look, you're not going to suck me into an Abbott and Costello routine. Huh? With me playing Abbott. You get your own, Chico. But why have you got this place hidden out in the desert? I started out last night and trying to find it. It was like looking for a needle in a haystack.
Well, where did you stay last night?
In a haystack.
Well, was it comfortable?
No, I kept sitting on the needle. But I found out one thing. A needle always points north.
Say, Groucho, excuse...
There's an astronomer in the orchestra, huh?
Groucho, excuse me.
I wish there was a musician in them, huh?
We ought to work this way. They're much better here.
Well, don't forget, they're getting paid.
We're stealing.
And Groucho, don't forget, I'm getting paid.
Groucho, excuse me a minute. I have to make an announcement on the air. Step into the studio with me, will you?
All right. You notice everybody in radio wears wooden shoes?
Well, here we are. Just pull up a killer cycle and sit down, Groucho. I'll be right with you. At the next musical note, will someone please call and give us the correct time? Those Ingersoll people are really on their toes, aren't they? We interrupt today's musical program for a dispatch from Cairo, Egypt. But none of us understand Egyptian, so back to the program. Well, that takes care of that, Groucho.
Is that all you do?
Is that all I do?
That's a nice line after what? Standing at
the table. Why make announcements, give the time, do the bookkeeping, and on top of that, I'm a disc jockey.
Disc jockey? My brother Chico used to be a disc jockey. He spun the records on his head. On his head as possible. You know, after every 1,000 records, he had to have his head sharpened.
Do you unwind, or is there some place I can pull the plug out on you?
Let's keep Crosby out of this, huh?
Groucho, I'm just trying to prove to you that I have too much to do around here. What I need is a business manager. I'm carrying too heavy a load.
You think you're carrying a load? You should have seen me last night. Okay, I'll take the job. Where's the safe, and who's got the combination?
Groucho, get away from that safe.
Don't tell me you're wearing it, huh?
Get away from that safe.
Oh, I just wanted to see when you open the door if a little light goes on.
You're thinking of an icebox.
No, I'm not. I'm thinking of Lana Turner, and that's hardly an icebox.
Pardon me a moment, Groucho. I have to make an announcement. Ladies and gentlemen, Gillette Blue Blades bring you another important championship fight. Remember, look sharp, feel sharp, be sharp. And there's the bell. Well... Well, Groucho, that's it. Ladies and gentlemen, Gillette Blue Blades bring you another important championship fight. Remember, look sharp, feel sharp, be sharp. And there's the bell.
It's a nice pot I've got here, huh? Where'd you get this line now? Hey, Hope, what is this?
Return match.
My script was written by intermission. I hope if you ask me, that fight was framed. And listen, Bob, before I go into this, D, we'll have to have an understanding. You see, I'm in the habit of always picking up a little something on the side.
Fine, if you do, see if she's got a friend for me.
I'm talking about money.
Don't worry, you'll get paid.
I know, but name a figure.
Rita Hayworth.
I mean a round figure.
Crosby. Now just step out in here, Groucho. This will be your office. Now anything you want.
Yes, now the first thing I want to do is put this station in better shape. The place looks terrible, Bob. You ought to get some real Venetian blinds.
Real Venetian blinds?
Yes, it doesn't look businesslike hanging up your long underwear and opening and closing the flap.
Well, maybe I could put in a zipper. Now, look, Groucho, I think...
Never mind what you think. Just keep your flap shut.
Yeah.
And furthermore, Hope, the next thing that
Groucho, you don't let me get a word in edgewise.
I don't like a word that comes in edgewise. Either it comes in straight or not at all.
Well, Groucho, you've got to be sensible. I'm putting on a show for Walgreen tonight.
Is that so? Well, tell me, how much are they paying you?
Oh, well, they're not really going to pay me anything. I'm doing it just for the prestige. Otherwise, it would cost them a pretty penny.
I see. Well, never mind the pretty pennies. How many ugly dollars are you getting?
I'm not getting a cent, Groucho. If that's a lie, may the roof fall in. I guess he won. I forgot the answer.
How do you think I feel? I had the next line. Now, Bob, let's be honest. We're both crooks.
Now, Groucho, I'm not going to... I didn't look at that good. Groucho, I'm not going to get a cent. Now, if that's a lie, I'm a gopher.
Now, don't be silly and stop trying to gnaw a hole in the floor.
Bob, may I see you a second?
Oh, sure, Marv. Excuse me, Grouch. This is very important, a matter of life for Sinatra. Say, thanks for... thanks for interrupting. You saved me some money.
I've been working on an idea for the Walgreens show. Do you want to hear it?
Did you hear about the two vultures who were plucking each other?
That's my egg. Leave it alone.